the news on Radio 1. I'm Josephine Ndegano, pediatric oncologist in Uganda, raising concern over the increasing number of childhood cancer cases, attributing the trend to several factors, including late diagnosis. Statistics from the Uganda Cancer Institute indicate that about 700 children were diagnosed with cancer in 2022, with the number rising to 800 new cases recorded in 2025. Reports further show that 3 out of every 10 children diagnosed with cancer drop out of treatment, a trend that continues to affect survival rates. According to Dr. Yvonne Rose Wikizo, a pediatric oncologist at the Institute, childhood cancers are highly curable if detected early and if patients adhere to the full course of treatment. She made the remarks during the launch of the fourth edition of the Childhood Cancer Color Run 2026 held at Uganda Cancer Institute in Mulago.
While in high-income countries like in the U.S., they have survived about 95%, in Uganda, I don't think we've reached 60%. The common childhood cancers, we have leukemia, we have lymphoma, we have brain tumors, and then we have other solid tumors like retinoblastoma, neuroblastoma, nephroblastoma. Every year, actually, it's been an increment every year, and last year was 800 new cases. So that's not counting the previous session. So roughly, in a year, you're seeing about 2,000 sessions. Unlike in adults, in children, the rates of cure are much higher. That we see them grow, they go to university, they even get married.
Meanwhile, the executive director, Uganda Child Cancer Foundation, Moses Echodu, says the run scheduled for 17th May 2026 aims to raise 250 million shillings. The funds will support critical needs that determine a child's survival throughout the treatment journey.
This year we are pivoting a bit to fully focus on barriers that are limiting our children from completing their care. Our goal as Uganda Child Cancer Foundation is to mobilize the community to join or share a common goal of supporting these children. The barriers to childhood cancer still remain significant. We have issues to do with transport, we have issues to do with supportive medicines, we have issues to do with nutrition, and all of these are aspects that we want to be able to address.